This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. What do you do if you notice a change in a loved one around the holidays? You may see older relatives for the first time in months and therefore notice some changes in their memory or behavior. Well, the Alzheimer's Association will be hosting a virtual program next month to help you out. And in studio this morning is Sarah Lovegreen. She's Vice President of Programs for the Alzheimer's Association Greater Missouri Chapter. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
I think this is something that a lot of families deal with, and it can be pretty startling. So, you know, what would you say to someone if they do notice those changes? What's the next step?
Yeah, so the next step when you're starting to question some of those memory and thinking changes is to have a conversation, right? So, you know, you're probably noticing them in somebody that you care about, like you said, maybe haven't seen in a while. And it's good to also gut check what you're seeing maybe with some other family members. Like, hey, I noticed, you know, mom maybe is having some trouble word finding, or things don't seem quite in order as they have been in the past, and see what other family members might be saying. But then also have a conversation with that individual and just say, hey, I noticed some things. These are the things that I've noticed. You know, you're asking the same question often, or you seem to be struggling to follow our conversation. Do you notice that too? Like, are you noticing that you're having some problems? Sometimes that conversation can go very smoothly the first time. You're likely going to have that more conversation more than once because it is kind of hard to hear too. But sometimes people also recognize in themselves that they have some memory and thinking changes and they want to talk about it.
How much can we chalk up to the fact that for some people, probably, as you age, your life gets a little more contained, maybe, and you're not around a whole lot of people. But at the holidays, you might have a bigger gathering. It may not be in your own home. You know, how much can we say is just kind of that disorientation of being in different surroundings?
That's a really great question. I think some, right? Like, you know, response time is going to slow, reaction time slows, right? Kind of. That's normal aging, right? For things to just kind of slow down a little bit. But I think if we're really seeing, you know, difficulty actively participating in a conversation, or again, some trouble with word finding, needing to ask questions, we're doing a lot of cooking the next several weeks, right? As part of our traditions here in the US. And, you know, maybe you start seeing that person struggle to follow a recipe. Like, that could be another sign that comes up. And so I think, you know, it is fair, I think, to sort of say like, oh, is this just today? If you're visiting someone, you'll get to see them for multiple days, hopefully. So you can see that as the difference between sort of a big event versus how they might operate daily.
Now, a lot of us, as we age, we want to stay independent. So I can imagine that some people might get defensive if they're asked about changes in their behavior. How do you handle that as a loved one?
Yeah, I think what's important to know is that memory and thinking changes aren't just dementia, right? Or aren't just Alzheimer's disease. There are lots of things that can cause memory and thinking changes or cognitive decline, many of which are treatable, right? So let's have a conversation with the healthcare provider, figure out if there's anything else going on that we can treat. Maybe it's a vitamin deficiency. Maybe you've had some chronic infections for a while and they're still kind of lingering and we need to get that taken care of. Those things we can fix. But if it is something like Alzheimer's disease, we also want to know that sooner so that we can get on treatment to maintain that independence as long as possible.
Why is that important, especially with some of the new treatments that we have today?
The new treatments are best when you have found the disease in its earliest stages. So once you get to a certain point in the disease, those treatments will no longer work. And so we are really driving people for an early and accurate diagnosis. And it could be, you know, you don't need to do anything except just get that cognitive screening. Maybe everything's fine. A year later, do it again, right? Just like we would do any other screening. Really have that conversation with your healthcare provider to get a baseline so you know when changes are happening so you can see if you need to get on that treatment.
Now, I think it's always interesting. You mentioned, you know, having those conversations maybe with your siblings or other relatives about what you see in someone. How do you get on the same page as a family to try to support that person?
That can also be difficult depending on the sibling relationship. So I'm fortunate, at least in my own personal life, I have an amazing sister. We talk about my parents' health all the time. And so we're there to really support each other. You know, not any Alzheimer's or dementia issues there. But, you know, I think it could be a sibling doesn't want to see signs and symptoms, right? And we've got a great tool on our website, alz.org/10signs, the number 10 and signs. And that really kind of almost gives you a worksheet to really critically think through, like, what's the change you're noticing? Does anybody else notice it? You know, and then what those next steps could be in terms of having that conversation. I think just being honest and caring is really important in that conversation. You know, hey, these are things I'm noticing. I'm worried about you. I'm talking to you about this hard topic because I love you is a really great place to start. But then if there's more resistance or if those conversations are getting stuck, our 24/7 helpline is fantastic to help work through those situations.
Let's say that you get through the holidays and you do get a diagnosis of either dementia or Alzheimer's. What supports are out there for families to try to start to navigate that?
Yeah, definitely get on our website. And that's a great one-stop shop for all things related to Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Hopefully you're having a conversation with your healthcare providers about treatment if you're eligible. But if not, you know, really what are those next steps for planning to ensure that the person who has a diagnosis is living out the life that they want to live, right? That they can decision make as long as possible. And we also have a great new tool. It's called My Alz Journey. It's an app available on all the devices. And it really helps families really go through step by step sort of what they need to think about in that caregiving process. Or for someone living with the disease, there's also a pathway for them to really think about some of the emotions that they may be going through and find support in their community.
And Sarah, before we let you go, we open this up talking about the special presentation that you are going to be having about this very topic. And you know, if you do see changes over the holidays, can you give our listeners some more details of how they can take part in that?
Yeah, so that program will be December 3rd at 6 p.m. Like you said, it's virtual. They can go to our website. It's a little long, alz.org/GreaterMoJoy. And they'll be able to find the links to that program and a couple other special programs we have in December.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That is Sarah Lovegreen. She is Vice President of Programs for the Alzheimer's Association Greater Missouri Chapter, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.